This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show, as well as the entire show. We'll get to their little pitch in just a few minutes. But I wanted to remind you, Tangible Investments, one of the good guys. If you like gold, if you like silver, and by the way, if you're listening to this show and you don't like gold and silver, are you nuts? Are you nuts? You're a conservative. You don't understand the value of gold and silver. You only want to buy it from one company, Tangible, that sponsors this show. They love Wayne Root. They love you. They respect you, my audience. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. We'll get back to them in a second. I mentioned yesterday at the end of the show that there was a dramatic development in Las Vegas. Senate Majority Leader of the Nevada Senate, not of the United States Senate, but the Nevada Senate, Kelvin Atkinson, resigned and announced he was going to plead guilty to federal crimes of misusing his campaign funds. He's an African-American Democrat who headed the Nevada Senate Majority. And he stood up in front of his compatriots and announced that he was leaving and resigning and about to go to jail. Everybody got shocked all at once. I just thought I'd mention he's expected to plead guilty to federal wire fraud charges, his lawyer told the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Wednesday. So it's just an incredible thing how many Democrats are caught with their hands in the cookie jar. Just incredible. And at the same time that's happening, there's a councilman in Las Vegas who resigned out of the blue. Steve Soroka, I believe, is his name. And he had everything going for him. Everything. Handsome guy and a good talker and a nice dresser. And all the ladies liked him. And what do I hear? I hear that the ladies liked him too much. He resigned out of the blue 2 days ago. Resigned out of the blue. And I'm sure it's because they got him on something and they caught him with his you-know-what in the cookie jar, with his zipper down, or something to that effect, because that's the rumor out there. That's even the rumor in the editorial in the Las Vegas Review-Journal today. You know, and it's titled An Eventful 24 Hours on the Nevada Political Scene. And it mentions both these guys, how much corruption there is in Las Vegas. And one guy resigned because he's a crook, Kelvin Atkinson. The other guy resigned, it says, due to all kinds of rumors and all kinds of rumored mistakes. I think they meant affairs. But that's the rumor out there why he had to resign. So, I mean, this all happened in a 24-hour period in the state of Nevada, in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it just goes to show you all these. What did I went on a rant yesterday. All the politicians are dirty. They are. They're all dirty. Just unbelievable. They're not there for you. So I want to mention that rural sheriff's ominous warning to citizens. Lock your doors, load your guns, get a barking, biting dog. In Martin County, Kentucky, times are very tough thanks to severe budget cutbacks. There are only two paid law enforcement officers covering 231-square-mile area that sits right in the heart of America's raging opioid crisis. Martin County Sheriff John Kirk feels greatly outnumbered by the thieves, sexual predators, and drug dealers he has to contend with on a daily basis. This is in Kentucky. This isn't an inner city. Can you imagine what Chicago's like? He recently issued a very ominous warning to the citizens of his county. Law enforcement, as we have known for the last 4 years, will not exist. We are broke. Lock your doors, load your guns, get yourself a barking, biting dog. If the sheriff's office won't protect you, who will? So why can't Martin County afford more law enforcement? Well, like so many other local communities across America, they're deeply in debt and flat broke. The county's accumulated $1.4 million in debt. I don't sleep well, says Susan Hale, the county's new treasurer, who's sifting through the bills left by the previous administration. This is what politicians do to you. So doesn't anybody understand how broke we are? But the irony is, we're broke because the government employees their pensions, you idiots. It's like almost like everybody thinks, oh, it's no big deal. That's what, you know, I'm a teacher. I'm a police. I love cops. I love cops. I'm a policeman. I'm a fireman. I'm a secretary. I'm a janitor for the government. I deserve to make $100,000 a year in retirement. Folks, the rest of us make nothing in retirement. Zero. Nothing. It's only whatever we save and Social Security that we live on. And maybe your house, right? I mean, the way to do well in America is you buy a house, you own it for 30, 40 years, you bought it for $100,000, you sell it one day for $500,000, you make a $400,000 profit, and you rent for the rest of your life, you live on that $400,000. That's kind of the American middle class way. That's the only shot you got for most people. But the government employees, they think that they should have a pension, a gigantic pension. And it just is impossible, folks. I try and explain to people that if every pizzeria thought that way, or every supermarket thought that way, or every restaurant thought that way, or every fast food chain thought that way, your milkshake would be $190. And your hamburger, your cheeseburger, would be $499. Your slice of pizza would be $800. And if you want it with fries, that'll be $950. $950, please. Because we got to pay a pension for every guy that used to scoop the ice cream, that used to make the pizza dough, that used to flip the pizza in the air, that used to stand on the checkout line at the supermarket, and the last eight girls in a row are retired. We give them each $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 a year. So we're not paying for the one who's there now that we pay $30,000 a year. We're paying for the last eight who each get $50,000 in retirement for not working, and some of them are living to be 100. That's why you're all broke. That's why this county has no money for police officers. And the economic conditions are going to deteriorate. They're only going to get worse. Crazy. And things are going to be much worse in the big cities and the inner cities than they are in the rural areas. According to a study conducted at the University of Illinois at Chicago, approximately half the city was middle income in 1970. That number has now dropped to just 16%. 16% of the city's census tracts are considered middle income. The middle income areas are confined mostly to the corners of the city and to thin strips between areas of wealth and poverty. These numbers are staggering. Right now there are 12,000 law enforcement officers in Chicago and more than 100,000 gang members. That means gang members outnumber the police by almost 10 to 1. It just gets worse every day. And I read to you before, the murder rate in New York City up 37% so far this year. More gang members moving in with each passing day. Philadelphia has seen the murder rate rise substantially. Folks, it's going to get really bad in America. And don't listen, if you lose Trump, if Trump doesn't win, America's done, finished. So now I'm going to transition from how bad things are getting and that everybody needs guns loaded, ready at the door and barking vicious dogs to the anti-Semitism rife in America. We need a Jexit, I keep saying it. A Jewish exit, a Jewish exodus for the Democratic Party. Just like blacks have a Blexit going on, and gays have a Gexit. I've never heard that term, actually, but there's the walkaway movement, right? It's a Gexit. It's an exit for gays, Gexit. Pelosi bows to radicals, House Democrats delay a vote condemning anti-Semite Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Instead of passing a resolution to condemn Democratic anti-Semite Omar, the Democratic leader will rewrite the resolution to omit Omar's name. Now the resolution will include bigotry and prejudice of all kinds. They got to be inclusive, folks. Crazy. Lee Zeldin is a GOP Jewish congressman. He says the hatred, this is his tweet today, the hatred that increasingly pours out of the House chamber emboldens anti-Semites and legitimizes rhetoric and stereotypes that have rightfully been shunned in our society. And Republican Zeldin called out the Democrats for not being tough enough on Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitic comments. So that's the first thing. They postponed the vote. There was a full-scale brawl over anti-Semitism resolution. And again, you heard Joel Pollack here from Breitbart. We're not sure what that means. Does that mean a screaming match? Were they in each other's face about to punch each other? Or does that mean they were shoving and punching each other? House Democrats cannot agree on a resolution to condemn anti-Semitism, and a closed-door meeting on Wednesday discussed the issue that this morning reportedly collapsed the infighting as rank-and-file members challenged the party leadership. The meeting erupted to a full-scale brawl as some protested plans to vote this week on a resolution condemning religious hatred, a measure prompted by Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's comments last week. Initially, the measure targeted only anti-Semitism, with some Democrats pushing for a direct rebuke of Omar. But by Tuesday night, facing backlash from members not on board with the plan, leaders decided to expand it to include, anti-Muslim bias. I knew it. So let me get this straight. Trump has never committed a crime. So you name a special prosecutor to search for crimes, and when Trump calls it a witch hunt, you call the fact that he called it a witch hunt a crime. That's obstruction. That's what Democrats think, and it's the same thing here. There is no Muslim anti-Semitism emanating from anyone in Congress. There is a Muslim who is spouting out anti-Jew comments. But you need to have a resolution, and the resolution, even though it's a Muslim attacking Jews, the resolution will now talk about the fact that there's so much anti-Muslim bias. And even that wasn't good enough for the Democratic caucus. I knew that was coming. I predicted that. I predicted in my interview with Bill O'Reilly earlier today without knowing this. In contrast, a resolution passed in January supported by Republicans to condemn racist remarks by Steve King mentioned King specifically in the opening sentence, and they stripped King of his committee assignments. They won't strip Omar of her committees, including the House Foreign Affairs Committee, which oversees U.S.-Israel relations. And get this. A report says Ilhan Omar will be able to edit the anti-Semitism resolution. She's going to edit it. The queen of racism is going to, the queen of anti-Semitism is going to edit a resolution about anti-Semitism, and she'll make sure it's all about not saying bad things about Muslims. On Wednesday, Pelosi claimed Omar had not been intentionally anti-Semitic. No, it was all a big mistake. This segment is sponsored by Tangible Investments. After you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call right now. You don't have to buy a thing, by the way. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. We'll be right back. Root from our... Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
By the way, we gave away our book again. The winner is Arthur Lowe of Norwich, Connecticut. We've had a wonderful and balanced group of winners. 7 days, we give away the book. Tenacity by my great friend, Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. You can get the book at Amazon, Amazon.com, or go to RonCoreyAuthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y. But of the 7 days, the winners have come from Vegas, three of them, Connecticut, two of them, Palm Springs, one of them, Kentucky, one of them. So a nice balanced group of winners, Vegas, Connecticut, Palm Springs, Kentucky. Arthur Lowe of Norwich, Connecticut, today's winner. Congratulations, Arthur, and thank you, Ron Corey, for giving away your book, Tenacity. Tenacity. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare, for taking good care of me, the sponsors of this segment of the show and the entire show. When I got sick with kidney stones, first time in my whole life I needed an operation in a hospital. Maybe I'm saying that wrong. First time in my entire adult life I needed an operation in a hospital. First time in 50 years I needed an operation in a hospital, because I did have my tonsils out at the age of like 7. So that would have been 51 years ago, something like that. I did have a surgery. Obviously, that was in a hospital in those days when you had your tonsils out. So that's the only time ever at surgery in a hospital. And then 50 years later, boom, I had to have it again. And I was nervous and I was scared. And Liberty took care of the whole thing, Liberty HealthShare, the whole thing for me. They made the phone call to the hospital. They negotiated the deal. And the only thing I owed was my deductible. I mean, you have to pay your deductible no matter what health insurance company you're with. You're going to pay your deductible. If you have a $1,000 deductible and the surgery costs $8,000, you got to pay $1,000 deductible, and then you got to pay 20% of whatever the surgery is. If your deductible is $5,000, you got to pay the whole $5,000, and then 20% of whatever's left in the surgery. But not with my friends at Liberty HealthShare, because I paid my deductible, which was very low, and then I didn't owe another dime. And they said, if you do get a bill, tell us, because it's a mistake. You don't owe a dime. We negotiated it with the hospital. We paid a very small amount of what they wanted, and the rest of it is gone, and that's it. And I saved $18,000 a year for each of the last 3 years on the premiums. So that's $54,000. And I had a $2,500 dental bill for my son, and they paid $2,000 of it. And I had 3 doctor visits in December last year. All 3 were free. They were considered wellness visits. No copay. So, I mean, the things that this Liberty has done for me are amazing. And they'll do the same thing for you. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's my cost. And loving it, that's the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty Healthcare, for taking such good care of me. Much better than Aetna ever took care of me for much more money. $2,000 a month for Aetna, they did nothing for me. So 2 more stories here. Ocasio-Cortez retweets a post from a supporter of terrorist groups. She retweeted a post from a supporter of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, which the U.S. has designated a terrorist organization. And Congressional Black Caucus members form a protective circle around Ilhan Omar and stiff-arm reporters. This went on today. She was protected from reporters by fellow Democrat black members of Congress as they left a meeting on Capitol Hill. They formed a protective circle around her. With one member, Representative Marsha Fudge, Democrat of Ohio, literally stiff-arming reporters. Amazing. Amazing how commies stick together. Commies, Muslim sympathizers, let everybody in the country, don't check them out, no extreme vetting, let the whole country become foreign, because that's the only way the Democratic Party will ever win elections. They know it, I know it, you know it. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, let's take a call. Let's take Anthony from California on line one. Anthony, you're on with Wayne Root.
Hi, Wayne. Off the radio with you, I would really give you a piece of my mind of what I think about Rand Paul. But since we're on the radio, let me say something first. I consider any country that floods us with their immigrants, illegal immigrants to our country, I consider that an act of war. So I live in California. I live in Southern California. I have lived here almost my whole entire life. I consider Mexico an enemy of America. And when somebody like Rand Paul says that it's not a national emergency, it is a national. It's an act of war that's been going on. If this guy lived in California and he sees that the government is aiding and abetting all the foreigners, all the illegal immigrants in this country, I can't understand it. This guy, you know, I hate to say this, Wayne, but I wish that guy, his neighbor, would have killed this guy.
All right, well, we won't say things like that. We won't say things like that, but that's okay. I get it. Everybody's emotional and everybody's upset, and I get it. We don't want to kill anybody. We don't want to do that. When we get back, we got guests. We got JD in Las Vegas on the line, and everybody is just boiling because we're all patriots, and we're so upset at what's happening to our country. It's just terrible. It's just awful. And defiant Ilhan Omar says, as long as I breathe, I'll continue to make people uncomfortable. You're doing it, darling.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
War now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen finishing up another day of testimony on Capitol Hill, this time a follow-up appearance before the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors. He reportedly gave lawmakers a document showing edits by White House lawyers to his prepared testimony back when he lied to Congress It was that lie that Cohen pled guilty to last year.
This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Longtime beloved host of TV's game show Jeopardy, 78-year-old Alex Trebek making that announcement today in a YouTube video.
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. We got a great guest coming on in just a second. I'll sort of mention that there's a new article out. Tensions flare as Democrats struggle to calm furor over Omar, Ilhan Omar. Lawmakers clashed behind closed doors. Some complained that Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her leadership team had failed to handle the escalating political crisis. I've got the exact quotes of who said what. And we'll be back with those in the next segment. But right now, we have a great segment ahead with an interesting guest, Rabbi Jeffrey Katz. I want to mention, though, the actual sponsor of the segment is Cenogenics, the great company that defies aging, the great company that has anti-aging clinics all over the United States that use me as their guinea pig. I even got, you know, I get emails every single day about my national TV show, and they all mention, man, you look good, man, you look good, man, you look young, man, you look better than you did a year ago when you started Cenogenics. I was on TV a year and a half ago, and you could see the difference. It's unbelievable. But someone sent an email overnight and said, man, do you look better now that you had your surgery for the kidney stones? Well, of course, because I was wincing in pain. That one isn't Cenogenics. That one is Dr. Michael Finkelstein took care of my kidney stones. I'm not wincing in pain anymore. Thank you, Michael Finkelstein of Las Vegas, great urology surgeon. But Cenogenics put me in a fantastic base, right? The base health of my body was so good that I recovered from major surgery in record time, and I mean record time. I mean, I was on the radio as a guest on my own show with a guest host. I went on as the guest the next day after my surgery, and then I was doing the show 3 hours a day that Monday after having surgery on Thursday, and I felt 100% by Wednesday. So it's been a great recovery. I really appreciate all your well wishes, and I appreciate Cenogenics for doing such a good job for me, making me young again, making Wayne Root great again. 888-YOUNGER is the phone number for your free, no-obligation consultation. They have clinics all over the United States, no matter where you are, like our rabbi is on the line right now, Jeffrey Katz. He's in New York, I'm sure. 516 area code, yeah. 888-YOUNGER. Let me get the number in. 888-YOUNGER or Cenogenics.com. They have clinics all over the country, 21 of them in North America. And no matter where you are, they can make you feel and look younger again. 888-YOUNGER Cenogenics. All right. Now we get on with our rabbi. Rabbi Jeffrey Katz, practicing attorney, author of the new book, The Secret Life, a book of wisdom from the great teacher. We want to talk a little bit about the anti-Semitism that is just insinuating and spreading and really just disgracing the United States House. So welcome to the show, Rabbi Jeffrey Katz.
Great to be here with you, Wayne. Thank you.
Now, despite my generic name, Wayne Allen Root, and I was born with that name, by the way, but in Ellis Island about 100 years ago, it was originally Rootsky from Russia. And so I am a Jewish boy myself, a rare Jewish Republican conservative, national TV and national radio talk show host who's a big fan of Donald Trump and believes the Jews should do a jegzit, an exodus out of the Democratic Party with so many anti-Semites hating Jews. So I'm a little different than maybe you might have thought. But in any case, I'm just sickened by what's going on, whether you're Republican or Democrat. I don't know how you could see it and not see something very bad, a virulent strain of Jew-hating is going on among the leadership of the Democratic Party of the United States of America. It scares the heck out of me. I wanted to get your take on it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, you mentioned, Wayne, that your roots are in Russia. And, of course, in Russia, the Jews had pogroms, and it was very brutal. A few decades later, they were slaughtered in the millions in Nazi Germany. So, you know, anti-Semitism is not exactly like just another racial slur. You know, some of the apologies that are going on for what Representative Omar, you know, her remarks about Jews is that, oh, well, this, you know, it's bad, but it's not so bad because it's not worse than any other racial slur. And, you know, you made fun of this group and, you know, people insult this group. We don't do anything. Anti-Semitism has its own special history. And the history is special because Jews have been murdered in the millions on account of the same types of themes that Representative Omar brought up in her remarks of you know, a week or so ago, and the more recent one, you know, the canards and the lies about Jewish money controlling society on the one hand, and Jews not being loyal citizens of the country they're in on the other hand. These were exactly the types of themes that the Nazi propaganda machine spat out in order to ultimately get the people of Germany behind and the people of Europe behind mass exterminations, millions upon millions of Jews exterminated. terminated on that basis. So it's really disingenuous and wrong, and shows an ignorance, just a basic ignorance of history, relatively recent history, to say, oh, anti-Semitism and these canards, they're just another form of, you know, racial slur and should be treated and such. So it's that ignorance of history that really is at the basis. And if there's not an ignorance of history and there's a knowledge of full history, that's really, that's even scarier.
All right, so I'm going to lean on you a little bit because I'm a pretty well-versed guy when it comes to the history, not of anti-Semitism, but the history of socialism. And I'm assuming that you will agree with me on my statement, but I do want to lean on you and get your opinion. It seems to me that Jews in America are very liberal, almost trending towards socialist, and I'm always embarrassed by their politics because I don't understand. If you look through history, it isn't just the Jews who've always been persecuted. It seems to me whenever we're persecuted, it's a socialist regime. Jews never fared well under the Soviets. Jews never fared well under Nazi Germany, which was a socialist party. Jews didn't fare well, I assume, in East Germany. I assume Jews never fared well probably in China or in Cambodia or anywhere where there was a socialist dictator. They always look at Jews and say, let's go kill them. Let's stereotype them and kill them. So why are Jews in America pro-socialism when every time you get socialism, it's Jews that suffer?
It's very interesting. 2 points I'll make about that, Wayne. Interesting. The first is that the same ignorance of history, which might lead someone to say, oh, these anti-Semitic slurs are like other slurs, the same ignorance of history is the same ignorance which would lead people to be to want America to become socialist. Because if people were aware of the history of socialism and the devastation that socialism has actually wrought, I mean, all you need to do is look at South America, Venezuela. I mean, within
Cuba.
Our lifetimes, we see that Europe, Greece, Italy, other countries.
Cuba, don't forget Cuba.
Cuba, of course, that have gone in a socialist or communist direction. I mean, they've taken wealthy countries and they've run them into the ground. Now, of course, you take other people's money for a few decades before you destine your children and grandchildren to a lifetime of poverty and hunger, but that's what we're talking about. So it's another lack of looking at history. It would be like, you know, I mean, the slur against Jews and saying anti-Semitism is just a slur against Jews would be like talking about racism against African Americans without looking at their unique history of being slaves in this country. That's how bad it is to look at an anti-Semitic slur without, you know, not in light of the terrible persecution and murder, mass murder of Jews just in the past century. And as to why Jews tend to be liberal, you know, there are a lot of theories about that. One interesting theory is that, you know, a lot of you're from Russia, Wayne, ultimately your roots are. And, you know, back in the days of Tsarist Russia, the cause célèbre for persecuted peoples like the Jews who were subject to pogroms was the communist movement. Because if you were going to be against the Tsars, communism was kind of the way to go. So that was one of the reasons that Jews kind of became kind of communists back then, because that was kind of the cause célèbre to move against the Tsars. But there are other, you know, obviously that's only one of many, many reasons.
Yeah, let me hazard a guess. I'd like to hazard a guess, just a guess. But, you know, and this is not an attack on Jews. This is actually a compliment. If you put 20 Jews in a room, you have 40 opinions. And Jews are very opinionated people. I'm a very opinionated guy. It's why I became a hit radio host. And so I have a million opinions, and they're all strong. And I think if you have a dictatorship, Rabbi Jeffrey Katz, you don't like opinionated people. You're going to come kill Wayne Root and Rabbi Jeffrey Katz before everybody else, because the rest of them are quiet and they'll go along shyly and quietly. But the Jews will talk and attack and debate and pontificate. You know, I doubt there's ever been Jews in any generation that if they saw something bad happening wouldn't start screaming about it. They're very loud people, very opinionated, very outspoken people. And so I'm sure they're the first they target to kill. They got to take down the loudmouth. So that's probably why Jews don't fare well in dictatorships versus democracies. That would just be a guess.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I mean, talking about divergence of opinions among Jews, I mean, in Iraq, there are like 3 Jews left, and there's 4 synagogues, you know.
It's, they're a very funny tribe, and I've always complimented Jews. I love Jews in every single way except for politics. I don't understand their politics. It drives me crazy. I don't know how you could, you know, I cannot understand how all my friends would sit there and go, Obama's not anti-Israel. Obama's great friends with Israel. Trump is anti-Israel. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? They're naming subway stops after Trump and Israel. They hated Obama, and Trump is the most beloved American president in the history of Israel. What do you mean, American Jews, Obama was good to Israel and Trump isn't? It's like they're blind on one single issue, which is politics. It makes no sense.
And you know what's also amazing, Wayne? People don't realize Israel, first of all, Israel has communist and socialist roots, as anyone who knows anything about Israel would know. And also, the state of Israel and the people of Israel are so liberal, you know, because basically it's the country of the Jews, and Jews just tend to be very liberal. I mean, you know, the Golda Meir was prime minister 40 years ago. The women have always been equal, you know, in every way in Israel. Society.
Gays are treated very nicely in Israel, right? Just like America.
Well, exactly. They're just across the board. You know, Israel is one of the only countries that still celebrates May Day. You know, that's how kind of socialist they're. Very liberal. I mean, their outreach and their attitude towards minority groups, even Arabs, you know, which have 20% of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset. There's no one who reaches out more to minorities than Israelis. And it's just so sad that the propaganda, the anti-Israel propaganda on campuses and elsewhere, is just such a pity because it feeds on ignorance.
Hey, Rabbi, we got to run. We got to run. I know you like to talk. I like to talk. Rabbi Jeffrey Katz, author of the new book, The Secret Life. Thank you, Rabbi. You're the greatest. We'll have you back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil oil and filter specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Auto Parts.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes loan options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. By the way, a very quick, I don't know if it's called an apology, because I didn't say anything wrong, and I didn't do anything wrong, but we did have a caller a couple of segments ago, and I didn't know what the caller said because I was trying to do three things at once, and I was actually listening to the caller at the same time with one ear while I was listening to my board op with the other ear while I was reading an email from my producer, Andrew, with my eyes. And I didn't hear it. He said something about you wanted to kill him or I wish you'd killed him, and I heard my board op say in my ear, oh, cut, you're off the air. We don't want to hear that kind of stuff. I didn't even know what he said. I thought he was just angry and said something about killing liberals or something, which would be disgusting in and of itself. We don't kill liberals. But it turned out he said something about, I wish the guy who had charged Ron Paul on his lawn had finished the job and killed him. That's what my board op says he said. I didn't hear that. I didn't know he was talking about Rand Paul. He started the conversation with something about Rand Paul opposing Trump with the national security emergency, and I've known that for a whole week. And I love Rand Paul. I think Rand Paul's a great guy. I'm on his team. I used to be the Libertarian vice presidential nominee. I was on the Libertarian presidential ticket, and I was on a Libertarian presidential ticket like Rand Paul's father, Ron Paul, was 20 years before me. So we actually are in the same bloodlines, Rand Paul and I. I don't agree with him 90% of the time. I love him. 10% I disagree with Rand Paul. That makes him my friend, not my enemy. I disagree with him on this issue. I think we do need a national security emergency, but he has been one of the greatest stalwart friends of President Trump, of anybody. And so I love Rand Paul. He's come through for Trump when none of the other guys in the U.S. Senate were ever coming through for Trump. He stood up for Trump. He fought for Trump. On this one issue, he's being very libertarian constitutionalist, that even though I agree with Trump about the border and I agree that it's an emergency, I personally would never allow you to declare a national emergency because that'll allow the next liberal Democrats to come in and use it, the same idea to do something I oppose. So on constitutional grounds, he disagrees with Trump on this one. I love Rand Paul. I think he's great. Forget about murdering him. We don't ever allow anybody to talk about killing someone on this show, and I guess the guy let the emotions get a hold of him. As I said, I knew he'd said something about killing, but I didn't know what. I wasn't listening with more than one ear, and so I missed it, which is rare for me because I usually listen to every word everybody says, but I just was busy doing three things at once at that moment. So my apologies for someone on my show saying something about I wish he'd finished the job and killed Rand Paul. Are you crazy? Come on, man. Don't say things like that. Rand Paul's on our side. Rand Paul's on our team, but I wouldn't say that about my worst enemy. I don't want anybody to kill Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I just want to destroy her career. I don't want to ever hurt a hair on her head. I don't want to turn her into a, what's the word I'm looking for, Chris, when somebody is, when someone gets killed and they become a hero. I forgot what the word is. A martyr. I don't want to turn her into a martyr. I never wanted Obama to be hurt. I don't want Hillary to be hurt. I don't want Elizabeth Warren to be hurt. I don't want anybody to be hurt. Ocasio-Cortez, I don't want any of them. You know, I can't stand this Ilhan Omar. I think she's a horrible, evil person. But again, I don't want her hurt. I don't want a conservative to kill a Muslim and suddenly, or a Jewish conservative to kill a Muslim and suddenly we're the bad guys and she's the good guy. Never, ever, ever want any of us to ever perpetrate violence, ever, ever, ever on the other side. And by the way, the guy who attacked Rand Paul was a liberal, not a conservative. His neighbor was a liberal Trump hater with Trump derangement syndrome who tackled Rand Paul and broke his ribs. So once again, it was a liberal, not a conservative who did that. But my conservative caller, who's been on the show many times, and I'm sure is a nice guy, let his emotions get the best of him, and made some comment about killing. I just didn't realize he meant it. He aimed it at Rand Paul, who I love. And that was just, you know, beyond the pale. You just can't say things like that. You can't think things like that. You shouldn't think things like that. I don't know why he said that, but Anthony's been on the show many, many, many times, and you really ought to call up and apologize, Anthony. If you want to be back on my show, you got to call up and say, I didn't mean to say it. It was a big mistake. I let my emotions get away from me. I said something I did not mean. I apologize. I apologize. I apologize. Because come on, man, you could say there are Republicans that are rhinos out there who are, and Rand Paul's not one of them, by the way. He's one of the good guys on our team 90% of the time. But you can't, because guy disagrees with you once, you hope, you wish someone had killed him. You cannot say that. So I'm so glad and thankful to Chris, my board op, that he caught what the guy was saying and cut him off and then wound up telling me in the break what the guy said. I didn't even have time in the last break to find out what he said because I had to run and get into my suit for Newsmax TV. By the time I got back, the rabbi was waiting and I had to do his interview. So I didn't find out till this last break what that caller, Anthony, had said, and I just can't allow that on my radio show ever. You know, I wouldn't allow you to say we're going to kill Ocasio-Cortez or kill, some black civil rights leader. You say any of that, you're kicked off my show, and that's a no-no. But you're going to say you want to kill a fellow Republican? That's even stupider. Are you out of your minds? Why would you kill anyone, let alone a guy who's on your side 9 out of 10, you wish for his death? That's silly. It just doesn't make sense. It's irrational, guys. So, Anthony, you need to call up and apologize for ever saying something like that, because you've been a caller for a long time, and I've always liked everything you've said, but that one just went too far. Coming up next, it's Newsmax TV, so I apologize that was even heard partially on my airwaves, because I don't condone violence ever. Wayne Root says, no violence, baby, never, except in self-defense. Anyway, Newsmax TV is up next. We're in 80 million homes. Bill O'Reilly's on tonight's show. He's on every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable dial. You got other options. You want Wayne Root? To make it simple, just call this toll-free number, 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. And they'll connect you to your cable system wherever you live in the United States for free. And you tell them, I want Newsmax TV now so I can watch Wayne Root. Remember, we're on twice a day now, the show's so popular. Number one show at Newsmax, 8 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Eastern. We're right back now with Newsmax. 3, 2, 1, here we come.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.